This morning on Wake Up With Hope, we have an uplifting devotional from the Voice of Prophecy, health news, and a delicious plant-based mac and cheese recipe from Gia, Olive, and Moses.
Plus, we have music. Stay with us. Good morning, friends, and welcome to a new week on Wake Up With Hope. You know, we are elated to be here with you on this crisp Monday morning.
Mm-hmm. And friends, today is National Zipper Day. National Zipper Day celebrates the humble zipper, something we often don't think about and may automatically take for granted. So if you're zipping up jeans or a jacket or someone says your zipper's down, take some time to appreciate this humble yet important invention.
Yes, and you'll be humbled if someone says that to you.
That's true.
You know, talking about humble things that we take for granted, our health is one of those things. You know, good health is hard to come by after we've lost it. So prevention is key. And on today's program, we have a special segment dedicated to caring for our mental and physical health. But first, let's begin by taking a look back at what took place on this very day in history.
On this day in history in 2004, the World War II Memorial was unveiled in Washington, D.C., welcoming thousands of visitors. This significant monument finally acknowledged the sacrifices and valor of the 16 million U.S. servicemen and women who bravely served during the war. Situated on 7.4 acres at the former Rainbow Pool site on the National Mall, between the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial, the memorial stands as a testament to their enduring legacy. The World War II Memorial, dedicated on May 29, 2004, by President George W. Bush, stands as a poignant tribute to the 16 million Americans who served during the war. It features granite and bronze monuments symbolizing the hostilities in Europe and the Far East, alongside arches flanked by pillars representing each state, territory, and the District of Columbia. A curved wall adorned with 4,000 golden stars, each signifying 100 Americans lost in the conflict, serves as a solemn reminder of sacrifice. An announcement stone at the memorial's heart honors those who fought to uphold the ideals of liberty and justice.
Similarly, Jesus waged a spiritual war to liberate us from bondage, offering freedom from sin and despair. You know, in John chapter 8, verses 34 to 36, he assures us that through him, true freedom is attained. So today, we want to inspire you to be free as you follow him. Be set free, friends.
Amen. This morning, Gia, Olive, and Moses are in the kitchen making a healthy and kid-friendly recipe for mac and cheese.
Hi, everyone. Today, we're making mac and cheese.
We're bringing mac and cheese back, but we're making a healthy mac and cheese, aren't we? This is the best macaroni and cheese, and your kids are going to love it. So it's very simple. It calls for chopped potato, chopped carrot, and chopped onion, just roughly chopped. I put it in a pot with some water and I boil it until it's really soft. Once it's soft, you just turn the heat off and that's where you start with the blender. So we've got cashews. That's gonna make your sauce creamy, like cheese flavory. Actually, no, it doesn't bring the flavor, it just makes it creamy. But what we've got here, we've got onion powder, we've got garlic powder, and just some salt. And that onion powder and garlic powder is what really does make it taste like cheesy. So you can actually add more as you go. Like you can taste test and make more, add more to it to make it more cheesy. And this is, and we have spoken about this in the past, it's just nutritional yeast flakes. And you can buy it at any supermarket now in the health food section or at your health shop. It's got vitamin B12 in it, which a lot of people that are whole food plant-based don't get off. So they use that. And that's all we need. Now we're just going to try to do this without making a huge mess. This is my boiled veg and the water. Oh. So that's the carrots, as you can see, the potatoes and the onion all in the blender. Okay, and that's done. I just blend it until it's smooth. Now the cashews, as you can see, have made it look really creamy. And the kids that don't like broccoli, this is the best way to get your kids to eat broccoli. So I just throw broccoli on top of the pasta. I've used wholemeal pasta. You can get some really good wholemeal pastas now.
Yeah.
Back in the old days, they were just really thick and chewy, but now they are amazing. So we put some broccoli and then we pour our sauce on top, our mac and cheese sauce. And there you have it. The best mac and cheese. Do you guys want to try some?
Mm-hmm.
Olive, do you want to try some? Ooh, that looks awesome. Get you some too, Mama. I know you love pasta. Is that good?
Mm.
Yeah, that's your favorite. I know. How about some broccoli with the sauce? I know how much you love it.
Right now, Dr. Zeno Charles Marcel from the Health Connection joins us to discuss mental and physical health.
Hi, I am Dr. Zeno Charles Marcel, and I'm very pleased to be here because we want to make a health connection with you. Yeah, you may know this, but sometimes I have to remind people and remind myself that the brain is a physical organ. It's part of our physical body, and we should take care of it just as we take care of any other part of the body, especially if we think that the brain is a useful organ. Now, I know you do, and I do too. Now, to a violinist, a sculptor, a surgeon, a quarterback, taking care of the hands is obviously very important for them to be successful at their chosen occupations. But are their brains any less important to their success at their craft? Well, just as the physical body obviously can be important in preventing problems and provoke illnesses, the mind is also a source of many illnesses. It's a two-way highway that exists connecting the mental and the physical soundness. And that has implications even for our spiritual well-being, because spiritual well-being is something that deals with the mind. So, situations that we might characterize as stress, anxiety, anger, depression, envy or jealousy, and other destructive emotions and mental states, these can cause various physical health problems, even acting through the immune system. We have a system that is called the psychoneuroendocrinoimmunology. In other words, we know that the mind works through the nervous system and the endocrine system, and also works through the immune system. So what is happening in our minds actually affects our bodies in these multiple ways. Now, I mentioned a two-way highway, but it's actually a multi-lane cross-connection of multiple channels between the mind and the body. Now, they have linked mental negative thoughts and negative emotions to heart disease, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, etc. And these emotional, mental, behavioral conditions also affect something that's very important. They affect our decision-making and our tendencies towards taking risky behavior or engaging in impulsive activity. Now, these things, impulsive activities and risky behaviors, they can lead to irreversible consequences. So, destructive emotional mental states can cause physical health problems. But the converse is also true. Uplifting mental emotional states can improve or facilitate better physical health and well-being. So concepts such as peace, serenity, gratitude, hope, love, beauty, joy, and even just positive thinking, all of these can help prevent physical illness and facilitate healing and promote a happier life. Now, isn't that something to think about? Aren't we fearfully and wonderfully made? isn't it great that God gave us not just bodies, but He gave us minds, and He gave us a way to connect to Him? What a great connection that is. Shalom.
When we return, we will have music and a short video on our provider, God.
Don't forget to visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to take a look back at recent episodes and see what else we have going on at Hope Channel. And search for us on YouTube to subscribe to our channel and keep right up with us there. We'll be back in just a minute.
Before there was form, there was light. Before there was land, there was water. Before there was seed, there was earth. Before the seasons, the lumineers. Before all creatures, a nest, a garden, the waters and the skies, the entire universe operating under a law of love and service. Before delight, taste, sight, sound, smell. Before joy, companionship. Before breath, oxygen. Before need, provision. And even before sin, salvation. God doesn't give because we ask. He always offers who He is.
Good music is food for the soul. And this morning we have food for your soul as we share some inspiring music.
Standing at the crossroad of faith and deepest fear, so afraid of failing if you move on from here. The road ahead is steep, but you're not giving up, 'cause God's about to take you to a brand new place of trust. Take a step of faith. It's time to lay aside your fears and watch what God will do. There's victory ahead. That mountain's not too high. Friend, hold on, 'cause you're about to climb. Higher heights await you beyond what you have. Yours for the taking, if you dare to believe. So leave your doubts behind and let God make you brave, 'cause He has gone before you, He's already made the way. What God will do, there's victory ahead. That mountain's not too high. Then hold on, 'cause you're about to climb.
take a short break, but when we return, we'll have today's devotional thought from our friends at Voice of Prophecy. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. We are here for you, friends, and we pray that you're getting your day started off with the hope and peace found in Jesus as you spend time with us this morning.
This morning, the Voice of Prophecy brings us an uplifting devotional thought.
If you're feeling burnout right now, you're not alone. Burnout is surprisingly common, and particularly in professions where we care for others. Medical professionals, chaplains, pastors, and teachers are all susceptible to burnout. And this isn't new. The prophet Elijah suffered from burnout many years ago, and God sent an angel to care for his physical needs. But that wasn't all the help that Elijah needed. Well, after an incredible display of God's power on Mount Carmel, Elijah was persecuted and chased by Queen Jezebel. And running for his life, he escaped. Exhausted and despondent, he felt alone in his calling. He told God that he alone stood on his side, on God's side, that he was the only true prophet left. That wasn't accurate. The prophets of Baal and Ahab and Jezebel, they did hold the reins of power and control in Israel. But God was still stronger. He still had his people. Elijah just couldn't see God's plan. His burnout prevented him from seeing God's bigger picture. But God wanted him to see it. He moved heaven and earth to speak to Elijah. Let's read about it in the book of 1 Kings and chapter 19. Then he, God, said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord." And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. You know, God sent a great and strong wind past the cave. It was so powerful that it tore into the mountainside and dislodged pieces of rock. That description sounds like a hurricane force wind. And yet, God wasn't in the strong wind. Well, next, God sent an earthquake. The earth moved below Elijah's feet. He felt it shake and shudder. And still, God wasn't in the earthquake. And after the earth settled, God sent another force of nature, a fire. Elijah would have smelled the smoke and heard and seen the flames leaping outside of the cave. But God wasn't in the fire. Now remember, Elijah is in the cave and he's feeling exhausted and despondent about his work and about the state of God's people, Israel. He feels alone. A windstorm, an earthquake, and a fire certainly caught his attention. But God needed Elijah to know and see and feel that he was with him. And in the next act, a still small voice, Elijah heard God. And he felt God's presence in the quiet after the cacophony of nature. Now here's another answer for those of us who feel burned out. The answer isn't doing life bigger and louder and brighter. It's in the quiet and the stillness that God speaks to us, to our hearts. So how did Elijah respond? Well, let's keep reading in 1 Kings chapter 19. So it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle or cloak and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Suddenly a voice came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Now, when Elijah heard God's still small voice, he stepped out of the cave. He wrapped himself in his mantle. Elijah was ready to listen to God, to continue his journey with and for him. And God asked him a question, not because he didn't know the answer, but because he wanted to hear Elijah's answer. He said this, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life." So here, Elijah talks to God about his struggles, his challenges, and his feeling of aloneness. And hearing God's still small voice, well, it didn't instantly cure Elijah of his struggles, but it lifted him out of the cave. And God shared his plan for the rest of Elijah's ministry with him. He knew that Elijah's work was coming to a close. He'd been a good and faithful servant, and God still had a few important tasks for him: to anoint new leaders in Syria and Israel, and to affirm the person who God called to be Elijah's successor. And the account continues in 1 Kings 19. "Then the Lord said to him," Elijah, "go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you arrive, anoint Hazael as king over Syria. Also, you shall anoint Jehu as king over Israel, and Elisha you shall anoint as prophet in your place." Well, what did Elijah do? Well, he left the cave and he continued on his journey, just as God called him to. He finished the work, and he found Elisha, and he affirmed that he was the person God called to continue his work. You know, burnout isn't the end of our work or our calling to volunteer either, but it can be a signal that it's time for a change. Perhaps the solution is a slower pace with more time to care for our physical needs. Or God might be calling us to wrap up one area of service for him and shift us into another, a new call and mission, or a step into retirement. You know, each of our situations are unique, but there's one common thread. In the busyness of life, it's difficult to see God's plan. His guiding hand can be hard to grasp in the midst of a raging windstorm, an earthquake, or a fierce firestorm. In all that noise, it's easier to retreat inside of the cave. But that's not where God needs us, and we won't know God's plan until we stop, listen, and hear his still small voice. Well, Hope Channel family, let's pray together this morning. Dear Lord, we are here this morning because we want to hear your voice and your plan for our lives. Father, the world feels so busy and noisy sometimes. It can feel like we're daily living at the center of a windstorm, and bad news and sudden events seem to move the earth beneath us. Father, fires seem to rage all around us, literally and figuratively. And in the middle of all of this, we want to connect with you. We want to hear your voice, your plan. And so draw us close to you, quiet the distractions, and whisper your plan into our hearts today. We pray. Amen. Well, the journey of life isn't easy. And in spite of what the world tells us, the answer isn't in the hustle. It can be found in listening and hearing God's plan. Listen closely. His still small voice will show you a path out of burnout and back to him. And then, well, it's up to you to step out of the cave when you hear it. We at the Voice of Prophecy pray that you wake up with hope each and every day. Thank you for starting your Monday morning with us. Whatever this new week has in store for you, you can have hope in the midst of it.
Thank you. What an encouragement that was.
And friends, thank you so much for being with us here today and watching Wake Up With Hope.
Please join us tomorrow morning as Elizabeth Talbot from Jesus 101 will be with us to share a morning devotional. Plus, we will have a dedicated prayer session and a special feature on how to live for Jesus. Don't miss it.
And if you enjoyed today's program and would like to learn more about God's amazing plan for your life, visit hope.study to receive and claim your free Bible study guides.
Amen. God has so much he'd like to share with you. Don't miss out. Again, friends, that's hope.study.
And before we go, we will have a Bible promise that we want to share with you. And today's promise comes from James chapter 5, verse 16.
It says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much."
It's a faithful promise, friends. Prayer is powerful, and prayer works.
Amen. Friends, we pray that you have enjoyed your time with us today, and we sincerely wish you a happy Monday.
Let's pray together. Dear Father in heaven, Lord, grant us the ability to exercise the faith that we all have. You've given us a measure of faith, and we know that when we pray in faith, that you hear our prayers, and you are the mighty God who works wonders because we ask. And so today, Lord, we humbly pray that you would guide our steps, guide our path, give us wisdom to make the very best decisions that are according to your perfect plan. Thank you for answering our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.